am honored to invite Jackson back to the KDNK studio. He's here joining us.
Can you hear me? Live from Radio Land, live to the world, Carbondale and beyond. Is it working?
It is working.
Okay, great.
How you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Cody. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thanks so much for being here. We have been playing your new album, Alpine Coda, here at KDNK for a couple weeks, and sure are glad that you gave us a little sneak peek on it. And I guess this is just the kickoff of the virtual tour of
the album. Is the first one. So thank you for playing the music. This is the first virtual tour for me ever, and the first show in the virtual tour. So we've got a few more shows lined up the next couple of weeks that will all be live streamed, primarily from different community radio stations. But since KDNK is the best, we are starting here.
And Jackson is one of our hometown boys, and it sure is a pleasure to have him here kicking off the new album. Jackson, without any further ado, why don't we just get into the music, and then we'll chat in a little bit.
Sure, yeah. I'll play some songs live off the new record, and the first one is called Little Things. It's a love song. Wrote it with my friend John Lilly in Charleston, West Virginia. Memories and photographs make me cry, make me laugh, makes me think and makes me dream of you. Postcard that you sent to me, seashell from old bygone beach, and the shampoo from the fancy hotel room. It's the little things, it's the little things, make the world turn round to make my heart sing. It's the little things, that southern way you say hello, the way I miss you when you go, in the way you always sweeten my iced tea. It's how you lean in close to me, how you smile in your sleep, and always stay up late till I come home. It's the little things, it's the little things, make the world turn round, make my heart sing. It's the little things. Pick it slow and pretty, Jackson. Okay. How you tie your worn out shoes, how you look when you bend the truth, and how you always come clean after dark. It's how we sparked the day we met, how you cuss at the TV set, and how you call my name from the living room. It's the little things, it's the little things, make the world turn round, make my heart sing. It's the little things, it's the little things, make the world turn round, make my heart sing. It's the little things, it's the little things, it's the little things. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Happy to be the one person audience in here, but also want to remind all of the listeners that if you aren't listening on kdnk.org or simply tuned into your radio here in the Roaring Fork Valley or in Leadville, we are also streaming on the KDNK Facebook page.
All right. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Jackson.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Along a western highway, chasing down a dream. All day long the phone rang, it's you, dear, calling me. Asking if I'm pining, the answer isn't good. Turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Neon lights and liquor, fiddles ringing clear. The love I strayed away from can't touch what we've got here. I've fallen for the heartbeat of cowboy boots on wood. But turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Reckon on my own, I'm doing pretty good. Truly did I love you, and even though I should, turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Tender-hearted, and that I get attached, but I don't need you counting every little thing I lack. Figured I'd be crying when you left me where I stood, but turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Reckon on my own, doing pretty good. Truly did I love you, and even though I should. Turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. It turns out I don't miss you like I thought I would. Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! All right. I see the camera has taken a voyage. Thank you all for listening out there. It is really a treat to be here playing for you. I hope you're having a great Saturday night. I hope that it is Saturday night because I'm kind of losing track of time in the COVID world. But I'm good with that. Got a tune real quickly. And I will tell you about this song. I wrote it with my friend Terry Klein, who I consider one of Texas's finest songwriters. Really brilliant guy. And we hung out in his little garden shed. Wrote this song one day. That was my water break, my water intermission. This is the job interview song by yours truly and Terry Klein. Tell me a little bit about yourself. First off, I'm sorry I'm late. What are your interests, hobbies, and such? I like spreadsheets and 12-hour days. What's your greatest weakness? I said, caring too much. Said, I've heard that once or twice before. I said, I'd be a great addition to your fine operation. Just trying to get my foot in the door. I don't want this, but I need it. One day you'll fire me, either that or I'll quit. I don't want this, but I need it. Tell me about this gap here on your resume. I moved to Nashville, then right back again. He asked me how I deal with conflict at work. When it's hairy, man, I just don't come in. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? I'll be a Powerball millionaire. My secret, my future avocation is a lack of occupation. I'll be floating down the river somewhere. I don't want this, but I need it. One day you'll fire me, hear that or I'll quit. I don't want this, but I need it. Tom Petty guitar solo. Same pawns in a rich man's game. I wish we'd quit pretending that I want to be your deputy, regional assistant, manager of IT, HRQC. No, sir, not me. I don't want this, but I need it. One day you'll fire me, hear that or I'll quit. I don't want this, but I need it. Yes, I need it. Oh, I need it. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening out there. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for being here, Jackson, and thanks everyone for tuning in to KDNK, member-owned since 1983. That means that you, dear listener, can also become a member of KDNK Community Radio or renew that membership. Now we've got Nola J back in the depths of the building, ready to take one of your calls. If you call in at 963-0139, or simply log on to kdnk.org, and we're going to catch up with Jackson now after a little water break.
I drink so much water, or I mean on a good day, you know.
You need to.
I'm a fan of water.
The source of life.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, you sound really good here in the KDNK studio.
Thanks
Welcome
very
back.
Much. Thank you. Thanks not, for having me.
Not your first time in the studio, is it?
No, I don't remember how many times I've been in here, but actually when I was in high school, I was a guest DJ for maybe a month or two and spent a lot of time right in here in this booth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, little known factoid. I don't think I was very good at that, but I had a great time.
So you went to Colorado Rocky Mountain School, right?
I did, yeah. Here in Carbondale. Yeah.
And when was that, when you started to come into the studio?
That was probably like 2003 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Full circle.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have loved KDNK for a long time. I think all the programs are great, or all your programs are great, but especially Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment. I love that. I don't know if that was happening when I was a kid. I think probably not, but I just think KDNK does such great work for our area. I am happy anytime I can drop by and be a part of anything you do.
That's great. Yeah, Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. It is an outstanding program in the entire country. We're really doing a great job of getting the youths in here. So it's really great to be with Jackson today, who is, you know, quite the seasoned, respected Americana musician, you know, on the rise. And this new album, Alpine Coda, is sounding really great, already getting a lot of spins here at KDNK.
Thank you.
Actually, before I ask you about the album, I want to ask you, tell me about your 2020, man. What the heck?
Oh, well, gosh, where do we start with 2020? I had a lot of dreams and hopes for 2020, like, you know, playing shows, touring, continuing doing my work around the country and sharing my music with people. And obviously that's been derailed, but it's sort of some comfort that everyone really had the carpet pulled out from underneath them. Like, everyone has to reinvent themselves, basically. And that's kind of an exciting thing when it's not totally daunting and freaky. So I started doing a lot of live streams at the beginning of the quarantine. And I started teaching workshops online. And I started teaching more lessons on my front porch once it became clear that masks on outside is kind of a good combo for safety. And other than that, you know, I've been picking up part-time work where I can, a studio in Carbondale called Diamond Ranch, and then also at the Art Base in Basalt. And I'm just counting my blessings, mostly. I feel really lucky, and things are okay, despite all the chaos.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for saying that, and it's really great to see you pushing through all of it. When were the wheels turning in your mind about creating the album Alpine Coda?
Well, I started working on it actually right when I finished recording Jukebox. So even before Jukebox, which for those of you who are listening, it's the last full-length record I put out in 2018. So just before that one came out, I started writing the music for this one. So it's been a couple of years of writing, and a lot of songs have come and gone from that, but I wasn't totally sure that it would take the form of an album or what that album was going to sound like. And I have made a lot of records in my bedroom, you know, just on a 2-track or 4-track recorder, which is how Jukebox was made. But I figured if I had someone to hold me accountable, you know, and bring out the best in me musically, that I would make the best record I could. And that's sort of where I turned to looking for producers, and paired up with my friend Mary Bragg, who is based in Nashville. She produced the record and really helped me kind of hone the vision of the sound, the song selection, and also just, I would say, timing-wise, how it's going to work is just really like, when can you get everybody in the same room in Nashville? Sort of how you decide when you're going to make the record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a ride, and it's really nice to get it out to listeners after 2 years of chipping away at it.
Wow. How did you meet Mary Bragg?
Oh, okay. I met Mary Bragg at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
No way.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So
I was conceived at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Oh, my goodness.
1982.
So your parents were Kerverts.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay, so for those of you who are listening, the Kerrville Folk Festival, in case you haven't been there, is in Kerrville, Texas. And it's just outside Kerrville. It's Medina, Texas. But anyway, it's in the woods. It's this big, like, hippie farm, essentially. And people hang out all day in their little tents and their camps, sweating, because it's at the end of May, right? And then they all hang out all night playing songs around campfires, or if fires are illegal, wherever they can, your glow stick. And so you meet the most incredible songwriters, because all these song nerds from around the country
exactly
hang out there. And so I was playing some songs around a circle, and this woman approaches me and just says, "Who are you? You sound great." And I was like, "Oh, well, that's nice of you. Thanks." You know, and then she sits down and just absolutely blows my mind, every song, every note. And that was Mary Bragg. So we met that way, just singing songs around a would-be campfire. It was glow sticks that year, but
wow.
And we kept in touch, and we kept running into each other, because it's a small world once you become a song nerd. And she had never produced anyone else's music. She had just produced her own records. But I remain convinced she's a total creative genius. And so I reached out to her and asked if she would work on mine.
So you actually got in the same room with some people in Nashville then to make some of these recordings.
Yeah. Well, we talked about, talked about how I made records in my bedroom and stuff like that. So yeah, this was, some of it was recorded in Mary's basement because the studio we had booked actually had an electrical problem and fried half their gear the days before we were supposed to show up. So we had to re-engineer how we were going to make the record. So we did half of it in Mary's basement, just her and I and a couple other folks stopping by. And then the rest of it was recorded in a more proper studio in Nashville, which was, us all in the same, essentially building. You're isolated a little bit for sound quality, but you can always see each other and you're really, it was tracked live. So, it was cool.
What's your take on Nashville? What was that experience like just visiting? What do they call it? Music City, right?
Yeah, they call it Music City for good reason. I honestly, when I went to make the record, I just worked on the record 10 or 12 hours a day and then went back to my hotel and finished up some writing stuff and then went to sleep early if I could and then got up and did the same thing every day for 5 days. So I didn't get to see a lot of the city that time. And that was a good process for me. But the other times I've been there, there's so many incredible players. There's a Legion Hall. Have you been to this spot?
I've never been to Nashville. No.
Okay. Well, no shortage of good music, but the music is so good there that even the best players play terrible gigs. So there's this American Legion Hall on the east side of town. You go there, I think, on Mondays and Tuesday nights, and it's the first band that plays is the worst band you're going to hear all night. And two of their members are Grammy winners. Okay. And then the second band is three or four Grammy winners in that band. And then they're all on TV or something like that. And then they just get more and more famous. And it's those people are just home on a Monday night and love playing music. So you can go dance and have an incredible time, shaking a tail feather in East Nashville for $5.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. And that's not the only thing like that there. It's an incredible city for music.
Well, Luke Nessler keeps encouraging me to go to the Americana Music Fest that's usually held about this time of year. And unfortunately, practically nothing is going on this year, but hopefully I'll get over there someday.
You should really go. I went last year. And I saw T-Bone Burnett play, accompanying Logan Ledger. And T-Bone, for those of you who haven't heard of him, right, he's an incredible producer of Brother Where Art Thou and all these other movies and records. But I watched him play guitar. I was 10 feet from him. And he basically played this. And he made two notes sound so much cooler than anyone else has ever made two notes sound. I was that's why you're T-Bone Burnett, man. You made two notes fascinating.
He's got a soul, right?
He's dripping with it. Unbelievable.
I guess you're just born with that, yeah. And hey, speaking of Logan Ledger, he made a fantastic album that came out earlier this summer, and I would definitely lump you into that scene, of youngsters recreating such a authentic old country sound,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. He was singing and I'd never heard of him until that point. And I was T-Bone is blowing my mind here, but Logan wrote these songs and they're all incredible. So yeah, check him out if you guys haven't heard of him.
Well, we're checking out Jackson Emmer, based out of Carbondale, Colorado, right now on KDNK Community Radio. Thanks so much for listening. And I think you have some more songs for us, Jackson?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'll play the first song on the record, and it was the first single that came out, too. It's called When the Lawn Gets Dark. There's an old man in the park singing Alabama hymns when the lawn gets dark. Lonesome pilgrim, lonesome thinker, sandbar baby and a heavy-duty drinker. Oh, that rat race, he don't run it. Slow living, but he got no eye on the summit. I know you see him, but will you walk and turn your lucky back the moment he talks? How did you get the way that you are? How did you get the way that you are? Connor's hurting, Cody too. Jack and Rudy smeared the truth. They're Dharma brothers, but not by blood. Methadone cowboys staring at the sun. How did you get the way that you are? How did you get the way that you are? Trying, I'm trying to understand, but I want the answers in the palm of my hand. How did you get the way that you are? Did you get the way that you are? There's an old man in the park singing Alabama hymns when the lawn gets dark.
Thank you so much. Well,
I'll keep the downer songs coming. It's a Saturday night, so why not?
Sounds beautiful.
Thank you. They're lullabies.
You're listening to KDNK Community Access, and we are doing a live broadcast in studio with local musician Jackson Immer.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. This song is called Fork in the Road. Just came out yesterday. It's on Alpine Coda, the new record. And I wrote this with Mary. I brought it to her in the studio, and she listened to it, and I was like, I think it's okay, but I'm not sure about it. And she's like, man, it's pretty good, but it could be better. Go fix it. So this is one of the songs that, like, after we'd been recording, you know, all day, I sort of had my notes from Mary to, like, go back to my hotel and make the song better so we could record it the next day. So I usually don't like to get down to the wire like that when I'm tracking something on a record, but I think the song is better for it.
Sounds intimidating.
I work well on a deadline, you know? Well, we hope so. I don't know. You decide after you hear the song. Fork in the Road. Blonde-haired Julie from Missouri, raised on rubies caviar left the mountains for the concrete where your bloodline ain't who you are. My friend Sandro from down south crossed El Rio, made it out. Blood and sweat for a second chance. Reynosa fable, his romance. When there's a fork in the road, take it. If you like dreaming big, make it come true. Life is a dance, get out and shake it. When there's a fork in the road, take it. I was 15, thinking about death. Breathing was a boulder crushing my chest. I found the highway where a man can think. Now my life is three chords, paper and ink. When there's a fork in the road, take it. If you like dreaming big, make it come true. Life is a dance, get out and shake it. When there's a fork in the road, skipping clouds or kicking rocks, how will you know if you don't walk? When there's a fork in the road, take it. If you like dreaming big, make it come true. Life is a dance, get out and shake it. When there's a fork in the road, take it. When there's a fork in the road, take it. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you. Thanks, KDNK listeners. Thank you, Carbondale community and beyond. I'm going to play one more song before we chat a little more. This song is not on the record. It was written after I finished writing and recording the record, but I figured it'd be a nice treat for Bonedale listeners.